I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're covering the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church and how you can be intentional this year. And you'll also hear a powerful gospel story from Egypt. Stay tuned. We'll start today with the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, marked the first Sunday of November. Around 310 million Christians face intense persecution for their faith. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says this global day of prayer isn't just symbolic, it's vital.
Every time we ask, hey, how can we help you? The first thing they say is pray for us.
Churches worldwide unite to intercede for suffering believers.
They are lifting up our brothers and sisters and our Christian family in hostile areas and restricted nations. They know about this day too. They know they're being prayed for and it is an encouragement to them.
This year's special focus is the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
There are over 100 armed rebel groups active in DRC. Many of them are motivated by Islamist ideology that says Christians are the enemy. We want to create a caliphate.
Rebel violence continues to ravage Congolese communities, leaving believers grieving their martyrs, yet clinging to hope. This year's prayer materials show how God brings healing and strengthens faith in the face of loss.
It is a prayer for faithfulness in the face of persecution, in the face of suffering.
Join this year's Global Intercession for Persecuted Believers. Churches and small groups can download free digital resources from the Voice of the Martyrs website to join in prayer. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, after 8 months grounded by danger and unrest, Mission Aviation Fellowship has restarted its MOSMED flights to northern Mozambique. MOSMED flies Christian doctors to remote villages in the Nyasa National Reserve, places where healthcare is nearly non-existent. Dave Lapoitevin in Mozambique with MAF says insurgency's been a problem in the north for years, but around the nation's election last year, the violence escalated.
People wanting to make a statement or insurgents, they would just love to see a burning airplane, you know, so we got kind of nervous that we might be a target, so we pulled the airplane out.
Now that conditions have improved, MAF's MOSMED flights are back to carrying medicine and Christ's compassion.
Even small diseases or wounds or difficult pregnancies or what would be relatively small for us is a big deal for them there.
The Nyasa region is predominantly Muslim and animist, so open evangelism is difficult.
We're focusing on material needs and medical needs, and we're glad to be doing that.
Pray for open hearts to the gospel as MAF serves northern Mozambique. And finally, the power of Satan is nothing compared to the power of God. When a man we'll call Ramon first heard the full gospel of Jesus, his life in Egypt was full of darkness. Eric, we met with Uncharted Ministry, says
many generations of his family have cast spells and done black magic.
This all-consuming passion kept Ramon from working and even from marrying. Then, one day in September, an Uncharted team member shared a meal with him. Ramon spoke for a long time about the meaning his books of magic gave him. Then, the Christian man replied,
Ramon, it sounds like you want great purpose, and you know that with great purpose comes power to do things. Yes, I do.
The Christian then told Ramon about a man with a book of miracles written about him. He talked about Jesus' birth, his time in Egypt as a child, his miracles, and his death. Ramon hadn't heard about the cross before.
This man sounds powerful, but he also sounds kind. This man sounds like he has great purpose for those who follow him, but it seems different than I'm aware of.
And just like that, over one simple meal, Ramon accepted Christ. He burned his generations-old book of spells and is now part of a small group of believers in his city. Praise God for Ramon's story and pray for more people like him in Egypt. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.